Hello.
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 Load up on. Bring your friends. It's fun to lose and to pretend. She's overboard and self-assured. Oh no, I know a dirty word.
With the lights out,
here we are now. Here we are now.
An albino,
a mosquito, and I forget just why I taste. Oh yeah, I guess it makes me smile. I found it hard, it's hard to find. Oh well, whatever, never mind.
With the lights out,
here we are now. Here we are now.
An albino,
a mosquito,
I'm not afraid.
Load up on guns and bring your friends. It's fun to lose and to pretend. Dissolve our board and self-assured. Oh no, I know a dirty world.
up, load up, and bring your friends. It's fun to lose and to pretend. She's overboard, she's self-assured. Oh no, I know a dirty word. Hello, 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 how low. Hello, 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 how low. With the lights out, less dangerous. Here we are now, entertain us. I feel stupid, contagious. Here we are now, entertain us. I'm a lotto, an albino, a mosquito, my libido, yeah. I'm worse at what I do best, and for this gift I do feel blessed. And our little group has always been and always will until the end. Hello, 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 how low. It's less dangerous. Here we are now. Entertain us. I feel stupid, contagious. Here we are now. Entertain us. I'm a lotto, an albino, a mosquito, my libido.
Little try song. tell for sure. I don't know, I know a dirty word. Hello, 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 hello. Hello, 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 hello. Hello, 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 hello. Hello, hello, hello. With the lights out, it's just dangerous. Here we are now. Entertain us. I feel stupid and contagious. Here we are now. Entertain us. I'm a lot of
They say that forewarned is forearmed, and 5 years ago I warned you that this day would come. Today, well, this week anyway, is the 25th anniversary of the release of Nevermind, Nirvana's groundbreaking, mind-breaking cash drawer breaking record. Actually, wasn't all that much of a commercial success. But I warned you 5 years ago that I probably had enough versions for a second one. And boy, was I right. Fact is, I probably have enough for a third one, so don't worry about that for another 5 years. But I guess most of the stuff for a third version would revolve around things like remixes and mashups and things like that, and house versions, and it's just overwhelming. So, maybe 5 years from now, we'll see what happens. But in the meantime, you can sort of relax. The threat is past for now. So what we've been hearing, of course, is, 18 different versions of Smells Like Teen Spirit, written by Kurt Cobain and the band. As far as I know, it's the only song credited to Nirvana as a whole, rather than just Kurt Cobain. I could be wrong, but what it seems so far. We started with a version by the Muppets, of course. You recognize them. Followed by, apparently, a guy named Fish. Now, a lot of these, pretty much all of these came off of YouTube, and I'm at the mercy of whatever information YouTube people were, deign to equip us with. For example, the next one, some acoustic version by who the hell knows who. Didn't bother telling us who or anything else. And even in the comments, like page after page of comments of like, who is this? Nobody knows. After that, the Water Walkers, followed by David Garrett and his electric fiddle. Paul Anka after that. Yeah, Paul Anka got on the old bandwagon. And then after that, from 2008, the Painting Tasters, followed by Scala and the Kolakny Brothers Choir, and then Jay DeVay. Okay, so that brings us up to what it is now. A lot of people speculate about what the song's about. Nobody even really seems to know. Kurt never gave any kind of rational explanation, something about revolution and teen angst and all that stuff. There's something to it there, but I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, I got more. Enjoy.
This is an official Baby Vogue's Jack move.
Before I fuck this shit up, I just wanna say rest in peace to Kurt Cobain.
Woo! Boogie!
Well, he tried to tempt us, all of us, and nothing but failures just keep it coming. Your hate infused us, yours terrified, we became the future, we'll keep it running.
And on and on.
never been a type to cling to the masses. Just because a motherfucker told me that it said so. Always been a type with speaking on what matters. Just so I'm remembered when a motherfucker's dead, yo. I don't give a goddamn who you came with or what the fuck your name is. Enough's enough, the games are over. Buckle up, I'm saying. Be it a young, we are the resistance. We are the future, the heart of the misfits. A part of a shipment that started to kick it with everybody, regardless of what your father was mixed with. We're harder to nitpick, but smarter and slick with. Part of the shit and then go starting a business. And I promise y'all this, if the shit gets harder to grip, then I'll borrow some shit just to be a martyr at this bitch. Don't bother me.
We are the young. We are the resistance.
Get us on now. I'll show you crazy. Medicine now. Fuck you, baby.
We'll be right back. Self-assured. Now I know. feel blessed.
Here we are now. Entertainers! Yeah!
Me, I think that the song has to do with the kind of interrelation between the musicians on stage and the people in the audience. You can sort of see that in the videos, both the Nirvana video, and if you look at Weird Al's parody, it's kind of the same thing. So I don't know. That's my two cents. You can spend that on whatever you like. We started with BB Boogs. Whoever that is, apparently she's got a lot of stuff out there. I know nothing about her, so there you go. After that, a version by Tori Amos, live at Montreux in 1992. I think Tori was the first one to ever cover the song and release it as a cover or something. After that, we heard from Flyleaf, followed by Hanali and Matt Finney. Remember, I'm just quoting YouTube here. And then the Bob Rivers Twisted Music folks. And that was, of course, Smells Like the Night Before Christmas. After that, the Meat Puppets from a whole album of Nirvana tributes. And then some sort of Smells Like Supermassive Sandman, they called it. You heard what it was. I need to tell you. And then Nirvana and Europe together, as you'd always imagined, with Final Countdown. Okay, and we got one more for you. Kurt with an orchestra. Kurt himself. Somebody took his vocals and mixed it up with an orchestra, and it sounds pretty good. I think you'll like it. The song is like just, it's an enigma, as we all know. It didn't really sell that well. The album didn't sell all that well. But it's grown in popularity and mystique over the years. Of course, with Kurt's suicide, people wonder about it. People wonder about anything. Just look at YouTube or Facebook. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about. But I always thought this was a pretty good song, and it has a lot of, it leaves a lot of leeway. And like I say, I probably could put together a third show on different versions of the same song. And I bet it wouldn't surprise me if there was a fourth one lurking back there somewhere. Don't make me do this, okay? If I try this again, you have my permission to kill me, all right? Remember that. Please do it quickly, all right? And not in front of my wife. So, all right, so I got one more for you. Like I said, I will let it speak for itself, now that I've already told you what it is. And I'll see you next week with another vacation show, because I'll be on vacation next week. But not so lazy next week as other vacation shows. See ya!
Hello. I'm worse than what I do best. And for this gift I feel blessed. A little groom has always been and always will until the end.
Hello, hello.
Hello, 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 hello